Tee off your morning with the Mickey Flyler Show. Weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
We take out our drivers, we tee up, and that ball goes sailing up into the sky, holds there for a moment, and then...
Only on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Hey, my great friends at All Dry. Sam, you didn't hear this yesterday, but I want to repeat the story for those who didn't hear it. I was in line at the grocery store, and the lady in line is telling the checkout lady, "Hey, we had some mold issues in our home, and so we ended up doing about $50,000 worth of stuff when the guy came in and had to take out a bunch of stuff. It cost about $50,000 to do." And then she told the story that her brother-in-law came for Christmas. And he's in construction, and he said, "Man, y'all got ripped off. This is a $10,000 or $15,000 job." I forgot what they said. So this happens all the time. I want you to go with people that you can trust. I want you to go with people that are going to be honest and upfront. And, look, I'm not going to put my name behind anybody that doesn't do it right, okay? These people are going to do it right. All Dry, your local water and mold experts. And so you're not going to get a subcontractor. You know, sometimes you get a subcontractor – that doesn't represent the company well, and so they give you a bad reputation, right? Well, these people don't do it with subs. Like, they're going to do the work. They're going to do the work themselves. When it comes to water restoration stuff, when it comes to mold detection, and good news here is complete inspection and removal and prevention services, they'll do all of that. So the rapid response team, when it does go bad for you in any kind of properties, it's our great friends over at MyAllDry at AllDry, MyAllDry.com, AllDry here in the Upstate. Rapid response team. It's going to be done. You're going to get it out of your hair. You put it behind you and get back on the right track with AllDry. MyAllDry.com, 864-653-1234. Easy to remember, 864-653-1234, your local water and mold experts. To our guest lines. Dane Young, UGASports.com, joining us. Good morning, sir. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, good morning, Mickey. I have an anecdote that's going to take you back to college Mickey, I'm assuming at least. So all yesterday, right. I am teaching the first day of the new semester at UGA. The class that I teach is social media, sports storytelling, and I don't keep them in a classroom very much. They go cover, it's going to be soccer games all semester here. But so I'm just getting to know them, little icebreaker things. I have them like submit a hot take, and one of the guys in the class, his hot take was that spaghetti is awful, which is like that's a very efficient hot take that's going to generate conversation. So he knew exactly what I was going for in the class. And then he goes, "I make it twice a month and I never like it." And I'm like, "Well, then why do you make it?" And he goes, "Because it's cheap."
Yeah. Last night, we're about to go to the basketball game here at Clemson. My daughter's been to one, and she made it about 5 minutes into it. Put it this way, we took two cars last night.
Oh, yeah.
We live 2 miles from Little John Coliseum, right? But
that's a pro parenting move right there. I know where this is headed.
Yes. But the point is that my daughter made it all the way to the 3 minute mark of the game. So the second half, we left with 3 minutes to go because it was 8:45. It's time to go to bed. But the point is that the quick, easy thing my wife did when we decided to go at the last minute was, let me throw some hamburger meat in here. Let me get the spaghetti noodles going. It's easy. I'm not the biggest fan. I love Italian food is the best food, but yeah. Give me the lasagna. My wife makes these great shells with linguine stuff there. Like, give me some of that rather than the spaghetti. Spaghetti is a lower tier Italian food. Now the key there is you got to get some good garlic bread. So if you can do that, it tends to make it better.
I think it's all about the sauce and the cheese. If you get that right, then everything else can be free. You know, it's the pizza principle, right? Like, bad pizza is still pizza.
Yes.
You can get away with that.
Yes. But still, with that said, give me some penne pasta. Give me some ziti. Give me some lasagna is the best of all those. So let's be clear about all that. So, But hey, I like that class. I would sign up for that class, and I would do well in that class because I'm interested in that class. But one thing
what they do is we have them, like, they run the social media account for a high school sports team for the semester. Great. So, like, I grade off of what I see on the Instagram feed. It's great.
Oh, I love that. I will give your students one piece of advice. As I tell all my interns here, the first day of class, you pass out the syllabus and you introduce yourself and you take role and they introduce yourselves and you answer some questions in that thing. But if the professor's open up some sort of textbook and he or she keeps you there till the end of the class or keeps you late or something, like, you got to drop ad, man. You got to get out of there. They're way too serious. The first day is you don't run a marathon. You don't go 26 miles. You got to work your way up into it. So pass out the syllabus. Let's make this thing light. Let's introduce ourselves. But we're stretching, man. You know, we're just stretching. Well,
the day was light, but I kept them there most of the session. It ended around just before 6 o'clock last night, which is long. But I only had them in a classroom together for four sessions, I think. And then I release them to the world and I see them at games.
Good.
So I have to kind of maximize what I have early. But in general, yeah, a lecture style class, for sure. I'm the same way. But we're going to see a lot of each other in this room all semester. So can we mitigate it at the beginning?
Yeah. And give me a week or so to get my textbook. You know, don't open that. Crack that thing open the very first day and have my advanced reading of day one. Let me ask you about some NFL decisions. Mostly good news for Georgia, I would say. Let's cover the bad news first. But Monroe Freeling, how big of a deal is it that he's going to the NFL? And how big of a loss is that?
Yeah, I think it's a pretty big deal because he would have been starting left tackle next year. Now, we're still waiting on the final word from Ernest Green. We think that he will come back, and if that's the case, then going into next season, probably in the spring, what Georgia will do is Ernest Green has played left tackle before, so he'll probably get some reps there, and you probably try Juan Gaston, who was a superstar freshman at left tackle, and you just see who works the best at left with the current group, and then you send the other one to right tackle. That's probably what will happen, but had Monroe come back, I think you would look at that trio of tackles and say Georgia's in really good shape heading into next year. Because Monroe, look, the worst game of his career was against Notre Dame last year in the college football playoff, and that Notre Dame defense was excellent. But otherwise, he was very steady for Georgia, and you know, I don't think that he's not going to be a first-round pick or anything like that, but he's had a few injuries in his career, and I understand if he got a draft grade of second or third round, you probably take that and you run with it. It's just, you know, this is back-to-back years that Georgia was kind of on the fringe of guys that if Jared Wilson comes back and is the starting center this year, I mean, he was starting center for the Patriots. So, or I guess he moved over to guard with the Patriots. Either way, he was a heavy contributor with the Patriots all season in the NFL this year. Like, that's a guy that was kind of on the fringe of coming back to Georgia, and when you can get them to come back, that seems to be, I mean, look at what Michigan did, Ohio State did, even Georgia going back. Like, if you can sneak a couple of those guys back, especially with NIL, that's an easy way to get yourself right back in the college football playoffs.
All right. The offensive line then, Green, if he comes back, Gaston, Glover played an awful lot. Drew Bobo comes back, right?
Yes. Bobo would have probably been in the mix to flirt with the NFL. His injury at the end of the year, I think, probably mitigated any of that. He probably would have come back anyway, but I think most people would be surprised. But he would have had interest in the NFL draft, if only because centers can do so much. Like, you have to be so excellent to be a first-round center. That just really doesn't happen. So usually you're looking for try to get drafted in rounds 2 to 4 anyway, and I think he would have been flirting with the back end of that.
So with that said, they've recruited well on the offensive line, too, depth-wise, and you know, these guys get banged up for sure. Should Georgia feel great, good, elite? How should you feel about the offensive line heading to the spring?
I mean, I think as good as you can, but I think that's probably, you know, early in the season when Jahzir Jackson and Michael Weeney and these guys were getting in there, like, there was a lot of concern at offensive line for Georgia. When Glover and Gaston came on like they did, it solidified everything. And so I think that carries over into next season. You lose some depth pieces, like Bo Hughley goes to Colorado in the portal. I think that's to be expected when you have freshmen that end up starting over you in a season like happened this year. So, yeah, I think Georgia feels probably as good as it can at offensive line. Does anyone feel good about it? I mean, I remember in the middle of the season people telling me that everyone needs two more offensive linemen from the portal, every single team.
Yeah, and that's why you're overpaying in the portal right now. Everybody's panic city with offensive linemen. You're paying – $1 million for very average offensive linemen now.
I'm curious if you've heard the same. I've heard from multiple people that this portal group, I mean, it's however many thousands of people, it's just not as talented of a cycle this year as compared to previous seasons. Yeah. So there's a lot of okay players that are getting paid like they're outstanding players.
Yeah. And you got highly motivated fan bases. Like Kentucky and South Carolina right now are running up the credit card. I mean, they've raised a bunch of money. It's not credit card stuff, but like they know we're going to invest early in Kentucky, but late in Shane Beamer, and they're going to get it done. Beamer talks about making the playoffs, and they've done well in the portal, but they are spending and they are highly motivated to spend right now.
It just may be an unfortunate year, kind of like when the Atlanta Hawks got luck in the NBA draft and got the number one overall pick, but Ricochet was the guy. And it's like, man, why couldn't it have been Wimby or one of these other years when it's a no-doubt guy?
Yeah. Christian Miller is one of the other ones I was going to ask about. I know you're good with Griffin and McLeod and Hall and some of those guys, but were we a little bit surprised or not? Was Miller ready for the NFL?
Yeah, he's ready to go pro. And, you know, you get to a certain point with defensive linemen that, like, the wear and tear in college is not going to help you anymore. Right. He's never going to be a top 10 pick or anything like that. So there's not much more he can prove in the college game. He's been a strong leader for Georgia and a vocal leader. I've never seen the overall talent that maybe some other people. I think he's a really good contributor. He's a guy that if he stays healthy could play in the NFL for 10 years. But he's not going to be Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter style of NFL game wrecker.
All right, we get Georgia gets good news. Guys coming back. Woodring, I saw Gabe Harris. I saw McLeod, Wilson. Some of these guys coming back. I like how some of the guys who don't have a chance to go pro at all said, "Yeah, I'm coming back." It's like, well, where else are we going to go?
Like the ones that do the graphics saying they're going to declare for the draft. And it's like, Oscar Delpy can't come back. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, and that's when I saw it, I was like, I thought he had another year. But he did not. Hey, is that? I know Lawson Lucky is a good player. I know they play a ton of them. I think the Williams kid is another unicorn. Maybe not to the where Washington and Bowers and maybe Delt were. But have they recruited well enough there, or are we kind of at the end of the unicorn cycle?
No, I think Elias Williams is right there to make the leap. Coach Donna was telling us in the middle of the year that every defensive coordinator in the league wants Georgia to keep Elias Williams on the sideline because he was still kind of figuring it out as a freshman.
Yeah.
But like I look at based on portal quality and then just Georgia's strategy to do roster retention more than overhaul things year over year when it can. Georgia's second-year players, and two of those are tight ends here with Elias Williams and Ethan Barbour. Barbour, if you remember, played before Elias did, and then Barbour got hurt, but he came back for that final game against Ole Miss and got decent reps in that game. So I think they feel really good about both of those guys. So Georgia has three tight ends that I think it feels really good about headed in to next season. Lawson Lucky's fine. He's good, but I think he's kind of like Oscar Delp, where he's reliable, but he's not a superstar. And you can win a lot of games that way. I think Elias Williams is more of like, all right, if he figures this out, that's going to be a problem for everyone else. Like, you can see his ceiling is higher than anyone else in that room.
Who did they lose in the portal? The Aguero kid was early on a really, really good player that I was a little surprised he didn't develop maybe. Am I wrong on that one? And who did they lose in the portal that would have been a big contributor?
Yeah, overall talent there with Aguero. He's a bit of a tweener, I think, is the issue, Mickey. And I know we've talked about that even with Khalil Barnes, so maybe trading one problem for the other for Georgia. Aguero was losing his spot to Rayshon Dinkins at the end of the season. And so I think he saw that and was like, well, you know, coaches have already kind of made their decisions. I need to make mine. I actually think Ole Miss is probably a pretty good spot for him. Good in run defense, pass defense, he can be a liability at that position. You know, in terms of, like, portal of what Georgia's lost, like, I don't think that they've lost anything. Now, look, we're talking on Wednesday, right? Like, Friday is still looming, so maybe there's a surprise coming. Maybe you think there's something there with Roger Robinson, but Georgia was much more worried last week that Nate Frazier and Chauncey Bowens were flirting with going in the portal and ended up paying what they needed to retain those guys. Like, that was the hotly contested debate, and if one of those would have gone in the portal, I think Georgia would have looked very thin at running back pretty quickly. I know it picked up the Kentucky running back. I don't think that's anything special. It's a bit like Josh McCray from Illinois last season. But, you know, I think Georgia feels pretty good that it didn't lose anyone that it was like heavily counting on in this cycle, which is, that didn't happen last year. When Damon Wilson went to Missouri, that was a hit for Georgia, and it never really recovered at edge.
Well, the other one I saw on y'all's message boards was, KJ Bolden. The guy's like, if we lose one of your posters, if we lose Frazier and Bolden, I'm going to lose my mind. I'm like, I don't know, man. It's college football. I wouldn't lose my mind over it. Like, it's a big loss. But you've recruited well, and everything could be okay. I wouldn't lose my mind over all that. With that said, what are we looking for now? We've got the end of the portal season, I guess, between now and Friday, holding breaths, or maybe some portal additions, maybe staff stuff. Anything else happening there in the program? Because pretty soon we're going to start a great basketball team and a ranked baseball team.
Yeah, those are happening right now. Yeah. Georgia's basketball team took out South Carolina, has Ole Miss coming up. Tough loss at Florida, but, you know, Florida's size is overwhelming, especially for, like, midweek games. Georgia's going to be a tournament team in basketball. In terms of football, what we're watching, is there anyone that Georgia's going to make a big swing for in this portal at the end of this cycle? Like, the name this week is Seton from Colorado, the tackle, right? I don't know that Georgia's going to pay what it has to pay to bring him in, especially considering if they keep Ernest Green. My thing is, if they talk to Ernest Green and he decides he's going pro and injuries have taken its toll, maybe then Georgia feels a little desperate to pony up in that game, because that's probably the crown jewel of the cycle here. Like, when I talk to people and you see Dylan Raiola go to Oregon, I'm like, yeah, you know, the people I talk to is like, what's Oregon doing there? Like, he's fine, but why are they paying that kind of money? Sam Levitt, LSU, like, what are they expecting him to be? Because if you look at his stats this year when he didn't have Cam Scatabo, not that great. Like, it all represents what I've been saying about this portal being a little bit down. So I think Georgia's mainly trying to keep what it has and then accent from there. They feel good about Isaiah Canyon from Georgia Tech, but I watched tape on him, Mickey, and I'm like, he's a contributor. He's not going to be a superstar for Georgia. No. And so, like, wide receiver talent, like, London Humphreys is the most productive one coming back. So they're really relying on those second-year guys, C.J. Wiley, Talon Taylor, and Landon Roldan. At least two of those have to have really good seasons for Gunnar Stockton to be able to pass well next year.
I saw the Jordan Seton, like, $3 million is the market for him now. Did you see – you saw the Bama quarterback – 6.5 from Miami was an offer,
which, like, is insane.
I mean, like, what are we doing?
You watched the last six games of Ty Simpson, right? Like, he's got talent, sure, but he's not that.
$6.5 million. Like, what are we doing, man?
I felt like a head coachless Auburn team had Ty Simpson confused, and so
yeah. Hey, do this. Ask Jim Donnan, what was his career earnings as a football coach? And then Ty Simpson can do that in one semester, by the way. I guess it's two semesters, but really between now and December at Miami.
If I did tell him he was born in the wrong generation, because he would have been a lucrative head coach in this in this era.
Yeah, no doubt. I always appreciate it, my friend. Always look forward to it. Let's talk some basketball and the preview and some baseball right around the corner. We visit next week.
Have a good week, Mickey.
See you too. Dane Young, UGASports.com. Sam, you think spaghetti's overrated?
Absolutely not. Mm. And it is cheap.
My paisan over there. My great friends at Trail want to build your next building for you. They want to exceed your expectations for you. They want to build it on time, on budget. They want to build a great relationship. They want to do it, but by getting the right people and the phone calls, you'll notice it. When I walk in the door at Trail, the very first person you meet there, it feels different. And then the boardroom people I meet there, it feels different. You're going to have happy employees. You notice you whistle while you work, and you're happy, and it just makes a difference. And then you go to someplace. I did this one time, Sam. I asked somebody at a fast food restaurant who was really not in a good mood, and I asked them, like, at what point in time did you lose your passion for your job? That won't happen at Trail. You're going to deal with great people, happy to be there, great place to work, and a great place to build. Think about Trail. The better building experience, 800-319-7006, and think about it.
Did you actually do that?
Oh, yeah.
Who did you have? What?
Oh, I was a smarter look. I was about your age, and the person was like, couldn't have been more off-putting to me. And so I said, at what point in time did you lose your passion for
like
your
job? Like a McDonald's?
Oh, yeah.
You
yeah.
said it. What?
Yeah, I'm standing in line, and this person's basically yelling at me, and I was like, is this a recent thing that you lost your passion for your job, or is this a long-term thing for you?
That's fantastic.
I'm sure they spit in my food after that.
But, yeah. That's,
yeah. 800-319-7006. Andrew Oliphant talks the future of the LIV Tour right after this.
No one ever wants to deal with roof trouble, but when it happens, it's comforting to know who to call. Your roof protects your home, your family, and everything inside, and that kind of trust really matters. That's why so many upstate families turn to Joe Robertson & Son Roofing.
Family-owned and operated since 1965, Joe Robertson & Son has been taking care of homes and businesses across the upstate for decades. They believe in doing things the right way, with quality craftsmanship, honest answers, and a neighbor-first approach. From small repairs to complete roof replacements, their team takes pride in their work.
When it comes to your roof, don't cut corners. Choose the name families across the upstate have trusted for years, Joe Robertson & Son Roofing. Rely on the upstate's most trusted roofing experts since 1965. Get started today.
Call 864-246-0886 or visit robertsonroofing.net.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7 so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
If you run a business, you need video. Marketing video for your website, social media, employee training. You need Double Dog Video Productions. More than 30 years experience with clients from the largest manufacturers in the upstate to small family-owned businesses. Our mission is simple. The highest quality video production without the high prices. Check out our website, then give us a call. DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
Buying a mattress is painful. That's why we developed the Duo Mattress, a patented two-piece mattress design that makes this process easy. The Duo is the most cost-effective, sustainable, adaptable, and comfortable mattress you've ever experienced. With our 100-night sleep trial and unique comfort exchange, you can rest easy knowing you're taken care of with engineered sleep.
Most people think tap water problems are just about taste, but if you're dealing with dry skin, hair issues, fatigue, or digestive discomfort, your home's water could be affecting you every single day. You're exposed to it not just by drinking it, but through your skin, even breathing it in during hot showers. At Ace, we believe in whole home solutions. We perfect your water at the source to help protect the value of your health and home. That's what the bold white and blue stands for, protection and perfection. Book a free whole home water evaluation today at boldwhiteandblue.com.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4568 or check out our services online at CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
Welcome to the Ingles Table, a delicious destination with recipes galore. Need to whip up a dessert, entree, side dish? No problem. The experts from the Ingles Table take you through it step by step with expert tips and advice along the way. Find the Ingles Table at ingles-markets.com or swing by the store and pick up your free copy of the Ingles Table magazine. And let's get cooking. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Start your day the Mickey way, talking sports before the sun comes up. The Mickey Plyler Show, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m., right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
I'm liking it, Sam. Give me in a good mood. I love it. Hey, my great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialist, your garage floor is going to look amazing for you. It's going to add value to your home. Let me see. It adds more value to your home than you put into it. That is an investment. We like that idea. What real estate people tell you is, and you put these garage floors in, and mine looks awesome right now because I cleaned out my garage. Sam, my garage is spick and span. Stop by, man.
You didn't get Keanu to do free labor
for wisdom? No, Keanu said no. He's got enough wisdom. He needs more money. So he held on me.
Don't we all?
It was a transfer portal market, and he held out on me.
He's cleaning someone else's garage right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, 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 and making money doing it. I hope it's a Carolina Flooring Specialist garage. This epoxy base looks awesome, and it's going to add value to your home. You're going to love it. It's my great friends over at Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158, 404-8158. These people are awesome, and they've been doing it longer than anyone else. To our guest lines again, Andrew Oliphant on a busy time in golf. I got the PGA Tour or the PGA Merchandise Show coming up. All these releases of all these drivers and all the equipment's coming out here. We're getting ready for the tour season to kick off. And I've got Brooks Koepka coming back and DeChambeau and Rahm and Smith staying at least for a year. Good morning, Andy O. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. Good morning to you, Mickey.
All right. I made this case yesterday that when Koepka leaves Liv to come to the PGA Tour, that if and when DeChambeau, Rahm, and Smith follow, it's the end of the Liv Tour and any significance of the Liv Tour. Am I on the right track here? They didn't leave this year. They're still under contract for another year, and they want to buy it all out and do all that. I get it. But if and when this happens, at the end of their Liv Tour contracts, is that the end, or can the Liv Tour reinvent itself?
Well, they're not hurting for cash, are they? I mean, No. So, you know, money standpoint, that's separate. You know, they've struggled with TV rights. You know, where do people watch? I think they've struggled with the venues. You know, what is there for tournaments in the U.S. and the rest of around the globe? So, you know, even those players that are on Liv, they're having to be almost forced to travel. So is it losing some traction? I mean, maybe, you know, losing some of their best players is never going to be good. You know, the PGA Tour had the same thing happen to them 4 years ago, right? When players went over to Liv, Cameron Smith was a big shock doing it just after the Open Championship, and the PGA Tour survived. They pivoted, they changed their ways a little bit, they changed some of the formats, the payouts, and maybe Liv maybe has to do the same thing. I do know, I've spoke to a lot of people about it, that some people are in favor of it. They like the shotgun start. You know, they like the fact that golf's not on TV morning till night. You know, it's a shotgun start. They get around. It's different with the music, the vibe, the team aspect. So there's pluses and minuses to the whole thing.
If, because I think DeChambeau is relevant in today's golf world. I think that Rahm is relevant. Now, Cam Smith is not as relevant. But DeChambeau and Rahm are still competing at majors. Who else is? I mean, stop me when you hear somebody. Dustin Johnson? Patrick Reed? No. Martin Keimer's not. Sergio's not. Mickelson's not. Hatton is. I'd add Hatton to it. But Poulter and Westwood aren't. Bubba Watson's not. I mean, who else do they have now? Ushazen's done. Neiman is one. So I can give you those two then. That outside of the – so it's five altogether then. It's DeChambeau, Rahm, Smith, maybe Smith, Neiman, and Hatton. Anybody else on the Liv Tour going to do anything in majors at all in 26?
I think they snuck a couple of young guys in there too, right? Right out of the amateur ranks or even college that we're a little bit unfamiliar with. But yeah, some of the up-and-coming superstars that – you know, saw the box of cash and went over to Liv, you know, and you can't fault them for that. You know, they go to the PGA Tour, maybe they miss cuts like a Justin Rose did in his start, yeah, and miss all those cuts, and there's not much coming back from that. you know, so all of a sudden somebody presents a big check in front of you, it's easy to, you can't fault them for taking things. And, you know, Liv too, they, you know, they pay for everything. Yeah. You know, whether it's coaching staff, whether it's caddies, whether it's traveling family, they pick up the check for absolutely everything. You know, their caddies are loving it because the guy misses, you know, is there a cut? You know, the caddy's still getting paid. So, again, there's some pluses to it.
And maybe the LIV Tour was good for the PGA Tour. It's good for the players of the PGA Tour because they, you know, the tour's been forced to make changes. So they were had to be reactionary to the threat of LIV, at least. I do think they'll outlast all of that. Koepka, did you like the deal? It's going to cost him between $50 and $90 million potentially to come back. But he wants to compete on that again. Did he get a good deal? The tour get a good deal? Did both sides win in his return?
It's an expensive membership, that, isn't it? How much is it to join the PGA Tour? $50 million. I mean, whether it's 50 yeah. or 90. I mean, look, I don't know. I mean, I know he's being asked to pay $5 million to a charitable fund. I think that's fine. I mean, you know, and then, you know, there's some of the buy-in equity that he's going to lose over the years. I maybe don't quite agree with that. You know, if he's strengthening the tour, then, you know, he deserves to be part of the pathway of strengthening the tour. You know, so, yes, fine him. Yes, ask him to make a charitable donation. You know, that's not a problem. But don't take away the guy's sort of pension fund.
All right. Can I talk you into this? I'm gonna take two or three names off. I'm gonna take two names off. Okay, I'm gonna take away DeChambeau and Rahm. But give me I did this on the show the other day, but I'm gonna give you the chance to comment on this. The LIV Tour has hurt guys in majors. Rahm since joining the LIV Tour, Rahm was. I don't know when exactly he joined. He won the Masters. He joined after that, maybe. Anyway, 50th, 10th, 2nd, 45th cut, 7th, 14th, 8th, 7th, and 34th. That's not terrible. DeChambeau has done well in majors since joining. So Bryson DeChambeau, what effect has it had on his majors? Hard to say, but so far since then, 4th. Well, first of all, miscut, 4th, 20th, 60th, 6th, 2nd, 1st, miscut, 5th, 2nd, cut, and 10th. That's fine. Give me the next best guy you think a chance to win a major. I want to show the effect they've done in the last 3 years on the LIV Tour.
Next chance to win or whose record? You know, you mentioned Patrick Reed there. I mean, I don't think he's done yet. You know, I mean, I know he's not the most likable character. You know, but I think he's still, you know, he can pop up at the Masters and get a second jacket there. You know, so and then
all right, let me give you this. Know, I mean, for Reed, here's Reed in his last 11 majors, okay? 18th, 56th, 33rd, 12th, 53rd, didn't play, 3rd, and then the last three last year, miscut, 23rd, miscut. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think you're wrong. I think he can compete. But the point is, like, the LIV Tour, in the U.S. Open, he didn't play in one of them. He finished 56th and 23rd. In the British Open, 33rd, didn't play in one, missed cut. And the PGA Championship, 18th, 53rd, missed cut. He's played well at Augusta, but the other three majors, he's done nothing since joining the LIV Tour. Give me one other guy. Neiman?
Give you one other guy. Well, Tyrrell Hatton, but he's not a former major champion, right? I know he had a good run at the U.S. Open.
All right, let me give you Hatton then, since you mentioned him, though.
Golf, you know, so.
Yeah. Hatton, since joining LIV, here's his majors. 34th, 15th, 27th, 20th, 9th, 63rd, 26th, miscut, 14th, 60th, 4th, and 16th. They got two top 10s in 12 tournaments. Like, LIV Tour is crushed.
You're a
these
hard man to please, Mickey.
I mean, he's got two top 10s and one miscut, and he's got actually I don't know, top 20s maybe? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 top 20s in 12 majors? I guess that's okay. He hadn't done a whole lot outside of that. I mean, Neiman is one that I thought would have thought would have done more in majors. But he really,
yeah,
he's not done a whole lot so far. So here's his majors the last 3 years. 16th miscut, 32nd miscut. 22nd, 39th, didn't play. 58th, 29th, 8th, miscut. Major championship golf. They've got access to it, but they're not doing well in major championship golf outside of DeChambeau and Rahm. That's it. Even Koepka. I mean, you can make a case for Koepka, and some of this is injuries, but Koepka was on top of the world in golf. He Koepka went first, second, fourth, seventh, 29th, no tournament, miscut, second, fourth, sixth, second, first in 2023. But and then since he won the PGA Championship, here's what he's done in the majors. 17th, 64th, 45th, 26th, 26th, 43rd, miscut, 12th, miscut. Like, since winning the PGA Championship in 23, he's done nothing in majors. And I think that Liv might have a little bit of injuries too, but might have a little bit to do with it. Because all those guys aren't playing well, except for Rahm and DeChambeau. So, interesting. I'm not a Liv Golf Tour fan, can you tell?
Maybe just a little bit. You get one in South Carolina in your backyard, you know, we'll convert you. I'm a golf fan. You know, I mean, if golf's on TV, I'll tend to watch. You were chatting the other day. I was like searching through for the TGL League. I thought, has it started yet?
No, yes.
This time last year, we're like, this. You know, we kind of came on board as it gained traction. So, you know, the golf. If it's on TV, I'm gonna watch it. I thought that the Live qualifier at the weekend was a little bit of a tough watch. You know, and Anthony Kim did pretty good. He was a little bit exciting, but that was a tough watch. But hey, if it's on TV, we'll watch it.
Well, I'll tell you this: I like TGL better than Live. How about that? But I understand it's an exhibition. All right, tell me about how folks can reach you. Equipment stuff, getting fit, fittings. Short game, I mean, there's a lot going on, a lot of ways you can help them with their golf game.
Yeah, this time of year, and you mentioned there, the PGA Show is next week. And, you know, as PGA professionals and people in the industry are getting ready for that. So we'll start seeing, normally we start getting a glimpse of equipment changes, you know, early in the year, but we missed that first PGA Tour event. So starting tomorrow, we'll get a chance to see what some of the guys have got in the bag. But, you know, the Ping, you know, they sent some new drivers out to me. I think the back end of last week, there was a note inside not to be open till the 13th of January.
Yeah, right.
You know, so, but it's interesting because all the media and all the, you know, all the startup for that drive, it's the 10K, 440 10K head. And, you know, just looking at social feeds and things, yes, it all popped up last night, you know, so people did wait for that deadline date. But looks like Callaway have got a new driver, TaylorMade have a new driver, and, you know, getting fitting is the most important part about that.
Go get
and
fit.
We can do that here at Katishi as well, yeah. Yeah. So, looking for new Ping products, we've got it all available to try. Well, as of the 13th of January, right?
Yeah, it's here. Instead of spending $1 gazillion on all that, get a lesson first and then get fit. And if you're going to spend $1 gazillion on a driver, then definitely get fit for it. So go see my good friend, yeah. Andrew Oliphant.
Yeah, I always wear two hats. You know, when someone comes in, it's like, is this a fitting or is this a coaching? You know, and it's tricky for me sometimes to lean purely into fitting. You know, coach at heart first, so it tends to be like, hey, you need to be thinking this in your golf swing, you know, to get the most out of your fitting experience.
Place to find it.
Andrew at Katichi.com and, you know, sign up.
You're the best. Hey, let's talk next week.
Yeah, I look forward to it. I'll be at the PGA Show, but so you might have some background noise.
That's okay. That's okay.
All the goodies going on, but look forward to it.
All right, buddy. Hey, got to run. Hey, talk to me from Orlando next week.
Yeah. All right, thanks, buddy. Again.
Take care. Andrew Oliphant. Final segment after this.
It's a new year. It's time to make a new decision to get into shape, maybe lose some weight. And you can do that all by signing up for Seneca's Half Marathon and 5K March 14th. Now, you need to find 10 of your friends and come as a team and just have fun, dress alike. And speaking of that, remember, Julian Davis, an Allstate insurance agency, gives away some great prizes for the best dress. We also have Bradley's Jewelers, our hometown jeweler here in Seneca, giving away a nice prize at the beginning of the race. As we get started on Seneca's Half Marathon and 5K March 14th. You need to sign up, runsignup.com. We're going to do a 5K. It's out and back, a half marathon relay, whatever you want to do. Make a commitment today. It's a new year. Start with a new you. Sign up. Get your friends to sign up before the prices increase each month. And if you want to know more, you can always reach out to us here at City Hall or check us out on Facebook at Seneca SC Events. It's Race for the Green, March 14th. Sign up today.
Concerned about a potential gas leak at home? No worries. Fort Hill Natural Gas, your safety-focused energy provider, has you covered. Natural Gas, renowned for its safety and reliability, ensures your household comfort. While it's colorless and odorless, we've added a distinctive rotten egg scent for instant leak detection. If you ever smell a gas odor, act fast and call the Fort Hill Natural Gas office immediately. For more safety tips, visit fhnga.com.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
Part A, Part B supplement, Advantage, Part D. It's enough to make your head spin. Don't worry, we've got you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
The Wahala Performing Arts Center proudly presents Back in Black, the ultimate AC/DC experience. Get ready for an electrifying night as this powerhouse tribute band delivers four decades of AC/DC's greatest hits. Feel the thunderous energy and authentic sound that will transport you straight to an AC/DC concert. Enjoy all your favorites from Thunderstruck to Highway to Hell in one unforgettable performance. Join us on January 17th at the Wahala Performing Arts Center. Get your tickets now at WahalaPAC.com.
Looking for exceptional senior living? Welcome to the Barclay at Clemson, formerly Dominion Senior Living and Everlawn Independent Living at Patrick Square. Now with a fresh name and the same trusted care you've come to count on. Whether it's independent living, assisted living, or memory care, enjoy top-notch care, chef-prepared meals, engaging activities, and the same friendly staff members in a community that truly feels like home. Live well and thrive at the Barclay at Clemson. Schedule your free tour today at 864-722-2811.
Currently car shopping? State Credit Union now has auto loan rates as low as 4.25% APR. Plus, you'll have no car payment for up to 90 days, just in time for the holidays. Visit one of State Credit Union's 19 full-service branches or their website, scscu.com, and apply online for your new car loan today. That's scscu.com. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
He's opinionated, caffeinated, and never intimidated. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on The Roar.
Hey, my great friends at Tiger Sports Shop, TigerSports.com. I think there's a chance that right now I'm looking, Sam. I don't have anything on from Tiger Sports. That is a rarity. Nothing from Tiger Sports and TigerSports.com. I need to go by and get some new stuff. Tiger Sports, TigerSports.com. 50-year anniversary going on now. They'll start their 51st year pretty soon here. And they want to stop by. If you come into town for the Miami game, morning, stop by before on your way in. There's some strategy in there about parking in downtown and Tiger Avenue compared to College Boulevard. Obviously online 24/7. and TigerSports.com. Matter of fact, let me check out and see if there's any new specials going on TigerSports.com. Warm weather stuff, obviously, take care of that. They've got some Tiger Pink stuff back in stock. Oh, yeah, baseball hats. The Nike baseball hats. Get fit for those, man, and go take care of your baseball stuff and baseball gear and softball gear. All at Tiger Sports and TigerSports.com. To our Tiger Diagnostic phone lines, 654-ROAR. Chad is in Columbia. Good morning, Chad. How you doing?
Good, Mick. You were talking at the top of the hour about, you don't basically advertise for stuff you can't put your name behind. I want to give you credit. There's a lot of radio hosts nationally, locally, all around the state that advertise a lot of, like, sports gambling stuff. And you've said before, like, you don't gamble because it's impossible to win, right? To my knowledge, I don't think you've ever done that, like, advertise for sports gambling. So I give you credit for that because I think maybe it might help your wallet, but it might hurt your listener's wallet. So I know you might not can comment on that because the station has stuff, but I just want to give you credit on that. But anyways, want to get you and Sam's opinion on something. Every year at NFL Draft, they do draft grades.
Yeah.
And, you probably should do it like 4 years later, right? But I want to get you – I want you and Sam to give me y'all's portal grades for Clemson. Not like what you think the talent is, but just effort. Like on offense and defense, and do you think so? That's kind of question number one. Question number two: do you think Dabo showed enough ability to change and adapt this portal cycle that if we don't have a good season, that his bosses and fans will have the belief that hey, Dabo's changed, he's willing to adapt, he's all in on this new era of college football? Or do you think there's still going to be questions if we have a bad year and we lose by 4 touchdowns in Baton Rouge to start the year?
All right, let me ask you this. On the first one, there's the portal guys out here asking about the grades? The incoming guys?
I want you to – the effort, Clemson's ability to change on both sides of the ball, the effort we – on offense and defense, grading – because before, Mickey, I would argue it was Fs. The past 4 or 5 years in the portal, like we just literally didn't even try to compete. So I would say most fans just wanted us to try, right? So I want to get your thoughts on that, both sides, and then if Dabo's done enough to get some equity, like, hey, he's trying to change, we're trying. What are your thoughts?
Good question.
That's a good question. It's process over results question, which is kind of how I've been. I would say me, Chad, A, on defense, they've done everything I needed them to do on defense. I'd maybe one more piece somewhere. A on defense because they brought in starters and depth. C- on offense, honestly. I didn't expect them to bring in a running back, to be honest with you. They needed to do that. I was thrilled that they did that. They need to bring in an offensive tackle or two, and I can't give them anywhere above a B or a B+ without bringing in a quarterback. So if they bring in a tackle or two offensive linemen, which I think they need two, I can give it like a B-, a B, and that is where I cap out if they don't get a quarterback. That's a good question.
It's a great question. It is a question that is not easily answered, and I'm not going to dodge it. But also, you've got to talk about markets. One of the things you will do is I don't want to overspend. I've got to overspend somewhere, though, because I got to spend the money, right, in the acquisition part of it. Defensively, they made it very clear. Tom Allen was going to go out. Now, they lost a lot on defense. They lost Woods and Parker and Terrell on defense. And they lost Green, Dixon, Thompson. No, Thompson's coming back. Story and Thompson actually came back. So you lost
Barnes, Green.
Yeah, Creighton, Anderson, Billings, Jones, and Lewis. So you lost 8 guys. Is that right? 4, 5, 6. Yeah,
you lost both safeties. 2
8
starters.
8 guys.
3
right.
Starters.
Along with 2 starters on the defensive line, along with another defensive back to Terrell going pro. And the other thing is they didn't sign a ton of guys in December. They signed Hardwick and Foster defensive end. They signed Cody at defensive tackle, Riley at linebacker, and Young and
Polo in the secondary.
Yeah, in the secondary.
And they lost one to a decommit, Gebhardt, right? So they lost a decommit on top.
Right. So with that said, they needed bodies on defense. All right. So that there was going to be more of that. Defensively, at least what we know, effort-wise, you got two good, decent prospects at defensive tackle. 1.5 maybe defensive end. I love the linebacker. And I love the secondary guys. I love Myrick and Carter, and we'll see how Washington and Starr turn out. Offensively, they're lost. It's clear to me that Allen and the defensive staff identified and were given the opportunity to go do it. Offensively, they handcuffed themselves. They didn't get a quarterback. I don't understand that. For the life of me, there's no way I can justify that. The offensive line, they've done nothing so far, and the reason they hadn't done so far is they've not been overwhelmed by anybody in the offensive line, and because the offensive line is the hardest position to go get because there's not a lot of supply and there's a huge demand, that means, obviously, that the market value, the seller's value goes way up, and Clemson doesn't want to overpay. But the reason it's a market, the seller's market, is because people are overpaying. And it's a bottom line world, and so they're going to go into it next year without an offensive line. That, I mean, you going to start Wade? Or are you going to start?
I don't understand not bringing in. We did this last week where you and I just yelled for an hour about how they didn't bring in a running back and they brought one in.
Yeah.
So maybe if we yell about them not bringing in an offensive lineman, they'll bring one in. I think they need two. I don't really see why they wouldn't bring in two, which is why even if they bring in a couple. The highest I can go for them in the portal on offense is a B because I think they needed a quarterback and they didn't do it.
Well, so in that case, what they're saying on the offensive line is we can't find offensive linemen that we love and we don't want to overpay. Well, what you're also saying is that you feel good about some of the other offensive linemen. Like, somebody's got to – you got to pay it somewhere, right? And you got to go get somehow, some way. And you got to go overpay somehow, some way because – You have to bring in more talent on the offensive line. I think that's very clear. Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. Good hands at Allstate, 292-3001. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. Brad Hughes Insurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. I have great coverage. I know that I can buy my homeowners and my auto owners, and it works. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. Hey, on the second part of the question, I forgot to answer that. Has Dabo done enough with the fan base? I think this is dangerous territory. Because, Sam, if the defense plays better with 9 acquisitions through the portal, then Tom Allen looks like a genius. And if Vecina struggles and or the offensive line struggles, then all the blowback comes back on Dabo. Like, it's a heck of a risk, man. And so, just from a PR standpoint, if those two things happen, now, again, they don't have to happen. The offense could look great. The offensive line could look great. And the running backs, everything goes great. But what happens if the defense is improved? You went out and got 9 guys, and the defense looks much better, and Tom Allen looks like a genius, and Vecina and or the offensive line don't play well, then all the blowback in the world is on Dabo Swinney.
Yeah, I can't speak for anybody else, but for me, if the defense goes out and is awful, at least they tried something. At least they went and did something. The process was sound. The results were bad. That's a different question. You can question the coaching and development after that. If they go out there this year and Vezina is bad, that all falls on the head coach. All of it falls on him. If he's really good, he deserves a ton of credit for that too. That's 100%. A win or lose situation for Dabo, and I don't see an in-between. Because if they play at an in-between level at quarterback this year, that's not going to be good enough.
Right.
So he's put himself in a position where, as crazy as it sounds, every single egg in Dabo's basket this year is on Christopher Vezina. That's a crazy jump. That's just a crazy leap of faith to take for me.
And he might play great, but man, that is a huge risk.
And how much do you put on Chad Morris if Vezina's not good? Because we don't expect a lot of out of Vezina for what it's worth anyway. So, I don't know. He might be great, and then Dabo wins that war. And I'd be thrilled, because that means Clemson's a really good football team.
The hope is that Dabo is right, and that every sports talk show host, every blogger, every writer, every fan is wrong.
Everybody, it's happened before.
And by the way, everybody else in the building's wrong.
Yeah, it's happened before.
Because everybody else in the building is telling him, take a quarterback, take a quarterback, take a quarterback, take a quarterback.
He's on an island here, I think. He's put himself on an island. I don't really know why.
He didn't have to. They had money to do it.
I don't know why.
It's just inexplicable. Skip the music, buddy. Final couple of seconds here. 2-minute drill.
It's good college basketball tonight if you're interested in that kind of thing. Ole Miss, Georgia should be a good game. Ranked Georgia. Iowa-Purdue will be a good game. Illinois is a good team. Vanderbilt is 10th in the country, and I think they should be top 5. I don't understand that one bit. South Carolina's in action tonight. There's some good Mountain West games, two of the top three teams in the conference. Michigan's got to bounce back. Number one's on the line tonight. A lot of good games on. Watch some college basketball. It's fun.
All right. Eric Newton, for all the real estate needs, EricNewton.com. Get in touch with him. EricNewton.com is absolutely the best in the business in Clemson areas. EricNewton.com. Let me thank Dr. Steve Martin, Dane Young, Andrew Oliphant, Sam, great job. Up next, Facts and John. Friends, have a wonderful Wednesday. Most importantly, tune in tomorrow. That's when we'll see you right here on the radio.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free.